From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Drop in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Drop is a small otter tween, sleek and warm brown, with quick paws and a pH strip kit clipped to her belt. A folded strip of chromatography paper sits in her vest pocket. She loves, more than almost anything, watching colors change. Those are her main tools. Dip a strip and watch the colors shift, or spot a sample on paper and watch the colors spread. Because Drop teaches chemical evidence, which means you test things instead of guessing. Imagine two clear liquids that look exactly alike. One might be water, one might be vinegar, or sugar water, or salt water. Your eyes can't tell, but a test can. Test, don't guess, Drop always says, tapping her kit. Looks like water is not water. Drop grew up in a small river village, in a family who had been the village's water testers for ages. Every season they checked the wells and streams, for taste, for color, for how clear the water ran. Little Drop watched them work in their big waterproof aprons, dipping strips into sample bottles, sniffing carefully, sometimes tasting, only when it was truly safe. And what struck her most was that her parents trusted their tests, not their eyes. A well could sparkle bright and clear in the sunlight, and the test would say, "Don't drink this," and her dad would sigh and cap the bottle. A stream could look cloudy and muddy and smell a bit off, and the test would say it was perfectly fine, and her mom would cheer, "This one's good to go." By age 6, Drop had learned the lesson deep in her bones. The test is almost always wiser than the look. When she was older, Drop heard about Sleuth Lab, a place for smart animal detectives, packed her kit, and walked all the way there. Inspector Vex met her at the door, a tall, serious badger in a crisp white lab coat, the room behind him smelling of old books and something faintly fizzy. "Drop," he asked in his deep voice, "what is chemical evidence?" Drop stood tall and didn't blink. "Test, don't guess," she said. "Chemistry gives you answers based on proof, not on how something looks. pH strips, chromatography, density, solubility. Your eyes can trick you. The tests are reliable," she added, honest as ever, with the right amount of confidence. Inspector Vex smiled and nodded slowly. "You are appointed." In her lab, Drop teaches the ways to find chemical evidence, and she always starts the same way. "Test, don't guess. Your eyes can trick him. Tests give real answers." Then she shows them how. pH testing, dip a strip and it changes color. The scale runs 0 to 14, with low numbers acids, vinegar, around 3, water neutral, 7, and high numbers bases, baking soda water, around 9. Chromatography, put a tiny spot of liquid on paper and let water climb it, carrying the liquid's parts at different speeds, so a single black ink blooms into hidden colors. Density tests, does one liquid float or sink in another? Solubility tests, does it dissolve in water or in oil? And always, lab safety, only school-safe chemicals here, nothing dangerous, and you write down every test and every result, like a clean data log. She's careful about the honest part, too. Test results are pretty sure, not 100% certain. A pH reading is usually off by a little. A chromatography match needs careful checking. We say how confident we are, no more, no less. "Is chemical evidence hard?" a teammate asked her once. Drop shook her head. "It's not hard at all. It's just two things. Test, don't guess, and record the result. The chemistry tells you what your eyes can't see." She tested hundreds of samples, and most of them, she'd say, would have been guessed wrong if anyone had only looked. Her pH strip kit sat ready for the next mystery, and every time a strip bloomed into its true color and told her something her eyes never could, A small, steady gladness settled over Drop. The quiet, satisfied calm of trusting a careful answer over a quick feeling, and finding, again and again, that the honest test was worth the wait.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Drop. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.